There are cultural differences between the country I was born in, the United States, and Spain that never ceased to blow me away. The other day, a student in fifth grade was doing a drawing for Holy Week, Semana Santa in Spain, and I leaned over his shoulder to take a look at it, and there on the page was an image of a huge white cross in front of a man wearing a long white robe that went down to his feet. He was also wearing a pointed hood that completely covered his face, and he was carrying a candle that was so big it looked like a torch. And for a split second, I froze. And then I said, "Nice picture, Javier." Only in Spain, I thought to myself, could you get away with doing something like that? Certainly not in the States. The context and the significance would have been entirely different. What Javier was portraying was one of the most recognizable images of Semana Santa, a member of a cofradía, or a brotherhood which takes part in a procession. A procession is a religious parade that marches slowly through the streets of Spain during this week. Actually, there are processions all the time in different parts of Spain at different times of the year, especially if they are celebrating a fiesta or a feast. But the biggest and most famous erupt during Semana Santa, especially from Wednesday to Friday. And that's this week. The participants often dress up in that imposing garb that can sometimes stun the newcomer, especially if they are from the United States. And they ceremoniously sort of move forward through the towns and cities. Today is not the day to get into the origins and details of the Semana Santa processions or their curious clothes. We just want to focus on one thing, this week's processions in Madrid, because most people don't know about them. Basically, if you are looking for the really big ones, the most famous processions with the oldest traditions, you might want to check out Andalusia and places like Sevilla, Malaga, Jerez, Cordoba, to name just a few. Or up north in Castilla y León, you have other versions, slightly different, a little bit more solemn, a little more serious. I'm talking about cities like Valladolid or Zamora or Salamanca, which have processions which are very well known. Then you have Madrid, which does have a tradition of processions. In fact, its tradition is old, but disjointed, to the point that the Semana Santa we see today is a fairly recent product. If we look at its history, though, we will see that there are brotherhoods, or that there were brotherhoods, that existed all the way back in the 16th century. Madrid at that time was taking on a central role in Spain and was eventually named capital in 1561 during Philip II's reign. They became very popular during the 1600s and into the early 1700s. As many as 40 brotherhoods existed, and the processions boomed during a period when public manifestations of faith were vogue. Some of these cofradías were linked to specific churches, congregations, or religious orders, and others were founded by different professional guilds. However, by the second half of the 18th century, processions began to decline in Madrid. Enlightened ideas viewed them as backwards, and the cost to maintain and organize them got to be a bit too much. By 1805, all the remaining processions were fused into one, and that was the format for many years, but their importance began to wane. The 20th century did little to improve things. The arrival of the Second Republic and the rise of several anti-Catholic political groups, as well as anti-Catholic sentiment, the turbulent times of the 1930s, capped by the Spanish Civil War, only made things worse. There were a couple of brotherhoods that started up during this period, but it wasn't a good time for them. As well as that, some of the images and statues that were traditionally carried around the streets were destroyed or lost. Now, you'd think that during the ultra-Catholic years of the Franco regime from 1939 to 1975, these processions would have thrived, but they actually continued to struggle in Madrid. The tradition had basically been lost. It was sort of a too distant memory for many. Plus, the post-war years were tough times for many people, and founding and sustaining brotherhoods was probably not at the top of the list of many people's priorities. In fact, it's only been in the last 30 to 40 years, I'd say, that these processions and the brotherhoods have begun to reactivate. And if you ask me, the last 10 years or so, there's been a real big push. Some processions are less than 5 years old. In fact, I even have some friends who are helping to found a new brotherhood in my neighborhood, and they hope to have their first procession next year. So this is an event that sort of has an ongoing evolution. So let me tell you about a few of them. Palm Sunday, there's a procession known as La Borriquita, or the Little Donkey. This one has just one paso, as they call it, P-A-S-O, which is their name, the Spanish name for a float, which depicts Jesus on a donkey as he enters Jerusalem. This procession started in 2011, and it goes from the Cathedral de la Almudena all the way to the Church of San Ildefonso in the heart of the Malasaña district. Malasaña is one of the most artsy and free-thinking neighborhoods in Madrid, so the contrast is fascinating. Then you have Holy Wednesday. That's when things start to really pick up. There are two that night. One leaves from Our Lady of the Virgin del Carmen, which is sort of the Spanish name for Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This one is known as the Procession of the Gypsies, Los Gitanos, and the church is located right off the Puerta del Sol. Another one departs from the Church of San Andres, St. Andrew, in the La Latina section, a beautiful square there. This is a fairly new one. It's known as the Jesus of the Three Falls, in reference to the three times he falls on his way to being crucified. The image carried around is of Christ carrying his cross. Holy Thursday, this is one of the two big days and big nights of the Holy Week processions. This is when the Spanish accompany Jesus in his final hours. They are often the saddest and at the same time most majestic processions. Probably the most famous one leaves from the Church of San Pedro el Viejo, one of the oldest existing churches in the capital, and the most impressive part is when they carry the image of Jesus, or Jesus the poor, out of the building. Because the door of the church is not high enough, the pallbearers have to crouch down and shuffle forward this massive float until the statue has passed the threshold, and then they rise again. It's an incredible sight. I've seen it. It was unbelievable. This night, the center of Madrid becomes a little more chaotic than it normally gets as two major processions carry on at the same time. They crisscross as they slowly march through the streets. The other procession leaves from the beautiful Church of San Isidro, which used to be sort of Madrid's former unofficial cathedral before the Almudena was opened. And here there are two images, one called Jesús del Gran Poder, and the other is the Virgin of the Macarena. In addition, many of the churches are open late that night as they prepare for Good Friday. I recommend visiting the old Church of San Ginés on Arenal Street or the Church of Corpus Christi in the Plaza of Conde Miranda. The popularity of these processions is fairly recent, as I mentioned before. Not long ago, you could follow them and get a good view without much difficulty, but in the last couple of years, before the pandemic, it was getting very tricky, and now it's been 2 years since they were last celebrated, so this year could get a little bit crazy. Good Friday. There are many processions that stand out on this day. The Jesus of Medina Celi, or Jesus of Medina Celi, without a doubt is the most famous and venerated religious statue of Jesus in Madrid. And the brotherhood in charge of the procession is one of the oldest. This image leaves the church by the same name. It's on Calle Jesus, right next to the Palace Hotel, and it goes around the center of Madrid. Tens of thousands come to watch this one. Another leaves from the Church of the Armed Forces, sometimes known as La Iglesia Castrense. This is at the end of the Calle Mayor near the Royal Palace and the Almudena Cathedral. This is performed by the Brotherhood of the Albaraderos, which is the halberdiers. Not an easy one to say. A halberd is a type of lance or a pole with an axe-like head. If you've ever seen images of the Swiss Guard in the Vatican, you will often see them holding one. One of the oldest processions in Madrid is that of the image of the Holy Mary of the Seven Pains. It leaves from the Church of Santa Cruz on Atocha Street. An hour later, another image departs from the same church. It's of the Holy Burial. And that's pretty much all for that day, but that's not bad. There are 5 processions on Good Friday. Then you have another one on Saturday, Holy Saturday in the afternoon, which is of the Virgin of Solitude, Our Lady of Solitude. That procession has a lot of drummers in it, so that makes it interesting. And then we move on to Easter Sunday. To many people's surprise, does not get the attention it does in other countries. In fact, you'd sometimes think that Easter is almost an afterthought. I've always said that the Spanish are into the pain and suffering part of the week, the part where they accompany Jesus in his moment of reckoning. That sort of happy ending part of it just doesn't seem to do that much for them. In any event, at 12 o'clock on Sunday in the Plaza Mayor, a battery of drummers pound away for endless minutes to announce the resurrection. It's not a major event, and it doesn't last that long, but that's how they wrap up the week. Now, if you've never been to a procession, here's some advice. Processions are slow-moving events. If they are traditional ones where the floats are lugged around by bearers and not motorized floats, the process can go on for hours because those who are carrying it around need to stop and take breaks. Naturally, the floats are very heavy. So if you are in a spot where you can't really see anything, move ahead and wait for it. Eventually, it will catch up to you. The pace is so slow that people will sometimes sort of watch it for a while, then they'll go for a tapa, and then they'll come back and watch it again. It's sort of the way things are done there. Cool things to look for when the image emerges from the church, that tends to be a popular moment, or when the image or the float has to turn a corner, especially in those narrow streets, can be very impressive, or when the bearers sort of sway the float back and forth, and they make it, what they say in Spanish, bailar, or dance, or when the two floats meet and greet each other. It's usually an image of the Virgin Mary and another of Jesus. Silent processions are also very impressive, especially at night with all the candles. As the image goes by, the atmosphere goes quiet, which is not easy for thousands of Spaniards to do. Even if you aren't religious and you just want to look at it from a cultural perspective, it's an amazing experience. So check it out. And that's all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, or Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out at Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.